This is the TTPA, Tani Talks Perkei Avos, the Shir, where we talk a Mishnah of Perkei Avos per day with sage commentary, practical advice to say. We're in chapter 6, paragraph 4, Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet, in the last 7 or so Mishnahs here in our series for this season, God willing. Learning about the Derech, the proper way of Torah. Kachi Darko Shal Torah, Pas B'melech Tocha L'mayim B'shura Tishdeh, V'ala Arts Tishon V'chayit Sa'ar Techia V'Torah Ata Amel, Im Ata Osekein Ashrach V'Tov Lach, Ashrach B'Dan Olam Hazeh V'Tov Lach Olam Haba, Al Tavakish Gedul Al Atzmecha V'Al Tachmon Kavod V'Yosir Milu Medecha Asein, V'Al Tisavi L'Shulchanam Shel Sarim Melachim Sh'Shulchancha Gedol Mishulchanam, basically live a life of modesty, of privation, of deprivation, not needing the luxuries in life, and you'll have a much better way. This is the way of the Torah. Even though you have to eat bread, you eat bread with salt, drink measured amounts of water. The person that is so poor that he must measure how much water he may drink at a time, so he does not use more than his limited supply, Tiferes Yisrael points out. Drink measured amounts of water, sleep on the ground, and generally live a life of hardship. He has to sleep on the ground because he does not have a pillow or mattress, Rashi points out, but you should still toil in the study of Torah. The Brisa doesn't mean that a lifestyle of poverty is necessary in order to gain knowledge of Torah. Rather, it refers to a poor person who is forced to live this way, and it teaches that he should not let his hardship prevent him from studying Torah. If he does learn Torah despite his poverty, he'll eventually merit to learn when he's wealthy, as the very Mishnah teaches below. Rashi points out, rich person need not live in such conditions for the sake of learning Torah. The Gemara in Horaios states that there is nothing wrong with enjoying both worlds, the material blessings of this world and the spiritual world of the world to come, Nachsevich points out. But some commentators, though, learn the general statement, this is the way of the Torah, that it refers to all people, rich and poor, Medishmul points out. The Brisa's point is that success in Torah requires absolute dedication and effort. One who wishes to become a great Torah scholar must devote himself completely to his studies, not pay attention to anything else. He should not imagine that he can acquire Torah along with wealth and honor. Rambam points out, words of Torah are not retained by one who studies them feebly, and not by those who study amid pleasure and plenty of food and drink. One has to kill himself to master the Torah, pushing himself through discomfort and fatigue, Rambam points out. However, viewed according to this understanding of the mission, it all depends on the individual. A person who cannot study properly if he avoids certain comforts should utilize those comforts so that he should learn to the best of his ability, as Lechem Shemayim Derech Chaim points out. If you do so, your fortune is well for you. The repetition is interpreted to mean your fortune in this world is well for you in the world to come. Besides being rewarded in the world to come, he will be blessed with wealth in this world, Rashi points out. This was taught in the Mishnah earlier, 4:9. Whoever fulfills the Torah in poverty will fulfill it in wealth. A different explanation, someone who does not desire luxuries and spends his time learning Torah's fortune in this world, even if he is poor, because such a person is satisfied with what he has, Derech Chaim points out, as we learned above, and 4:1, who is a rich man, he who is happy with his share. Other behaviors that are applicable and appropriate for one who studies the Torah, do not seek power for yourself and do not crave honor more than your learning do. A Torah scholar should not use his scholarship as a means of obtaining power and honor, because then it would seem that he studied Torah for that purpose rather than the Torah's own sake, Rashi points out. And your performance of mitzvot and good deeds should exceed your learning of Torah as taught above in 3:9. Anyone whose actions are more than his wisdom will last. Anyone whose wisdom is more than his actions, his wisdom will not last, Rashi points out. Do not desire the table of princes, of kings. The table of kings refers to wealth, Derech Chaim points out. For your table is greater than their table, your crown is greater than their crown. Do not envy the wealth of others, because your table, reward in the world to come, is greater than their table in this world. Your crown, even in this world, is greater than the crown of princes, as taught in the next price. The Torah is greater than the kuhunam and the kingship, Medrash Shmuel points out. And your employer can't be relied upon to pay the wages of your labor. If you do not see reward in this world, know that God is keeping it for you in the world to come, as Midrash Shmuel points out. So remember, live a life of moderation. Don't live of excessive wealth, excessive luxury. Do what you can to put yourself in the Torah, to learn the Torah. Our crown, our table is better than everything else. And do so, and you'll have greatness in this world and the world to come. Join us next time as we talk about the greatness of Torah that is greater than even the monarchy and the kuhuna here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.